comes a show ready to go.
Musical hound breaking the bound. Canadian sound, the brightest sound.
Straight to your ear, straight to your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the bricks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian
Cleveland.
The mixtape.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the mixtape. And I say another because I don't know why I said another. When I say another, it seems like it's a weekly show and it hasn't been for months.
Well, it is still another edition.
It is another edition. It
doesn't matter how long it's been since the previous one. This is still another.
It's still factual. This is our annual special counting down our favorite albums of the past year, this year being 2017. My name is Brian Cleveland. I'm joined by Tom O'Connell. And this was usually our opportunity to at least get one show out together once a year. This show, the mixtape's been on the air for about 13 years, I believe, this year. And it's taken many different formats over the year. Most recently, in the last couple of years, being hosted solo by me and focusing on new Canadian music. But it's been off the air on a little bit of a hiatus since September. And I did an episode during the funding drive here at Local 107.3 FM. But since then, this is the first episode since late October, mm-hmm. and this is early January 2018. We've been doing this special basically over the last few years, if you've had a chance to hear them in the past, but we're kind of just going to bounce back and forth, bringing you some of our favorite albums of the year. It's always stress not calling them the best of the year. It's just what we're liking at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
As it is concluded, and we reserve the right to change our minds.
Exactly.
Basically, as time
goes
on.
Because what you like and what you don't like, I always find is in flux. So like we generally find like what our favorite album of 2017 is at this moment as we're recording this, it might be different tomorrow, depending on your mood.
Yeah, so. For sure. And I can also say that this year was one of the years that I listened to the least amount of music, mainly because I changed jobs. I was working here at Local 107.3 FM for the last 9 years, and I changed jobs in September. And the month of and based on stats that I keep through Last FM that tracks the things that I listen to, this is the month that I listen to the least amount of music basically ever since 2004, since I started tracking them.
You're changing, man.
And this year was the year that I listened to the least amount of music. I still listen to a fair amount of music, but I changed into a job that doesn't allow me to basically listen to music nonstop and have tons and tons of free music coming into the mail directed towards my employer on a daily basis. So I still, you know, listen to a lot of stuff, but I'm still kind of, I feel like I'm constantly catching up now, and especially things that came out in the last quarter of the year. There's a few things on my list that came out basically from September onwards that I feel like if I had to listen to them more, probably would have been higher up on the list, kind of thing. And yeah, so a little bit different this year. You had a job change too. I don't know if you found it changed in one way or the other.
Well, in terms of listening to music, I transitioned into a job that actually allows me to listen to music while I work.
You weren't listening to Kendrick Lamar in front of your students? You're failing them.
I know. I feel like I'd
blasting Humble in the classroom.
Yeah. Yeah. That missed opportunity there. But no, like I could just kind of, like while I'm working on a project or something, I could just sort of pop in my headphones and try to find something new and interesting to listen to while I work. And I'm going a bit at the opposite path, where initially it was like I had to like really work actively to find new music I found intriguing during my spare time. Now it's kind of like a part of my work day. So we're slowly switching places,
I guess. I suppose so.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's pretty much where the show lies. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're basically going to bring you our 10 respective favorite releases of the last year. I call them releases because we kind of broke the mold a little bit this year too, and we each have multiple EPs on our list.
Yeah, I even have like a mixtape of rejected songs on my list. It's barely an album, but it's there.
Right. So, you know, it's favorite releases of 2017, I suppose. Hopefully you you enjoy listening to this music. Perhaps you might find some new things. We're always open to hearing about what you're listening to as well. So definitely hop on to Facebook and search for the Mixtape group. And yeah, we'll see where the next 2 hours brings us. And we're just going to kick it off here. I'm going to let Tom lead the way. We're going to bring you our numbers 10 and 9 in this set of four tracks.
All right. So my number 10, I have the album A Deeper Understanding by the War on Drugs. I have written on me War of Drugs, but that is not the name of the band. And the reason I chose this album from this Philadelphia band is because I really liked kind of the classic rock sound of it. Just to kind of take a little bit from the review from Pitchfork, which gave it an 8.7 out of 10. Springsteen had the E Street Band, Tom Petty had the Heartbreakers, and Neil Young had Crazy Horse, but A Deeper Understanding isn't a band record in the same way. Is very much the product of Glenn Dussel's obsessive vision. He plays half the instruments on the album. The production and subject matter lend a feeling of hermetism. The album is a place you hide inside, not a tool for exploring the world. So when I found, when I really listened to it, those were kind of the acts I kept kind of referring back to in my mind. I was like Springsteen and Tom Petty, Neil Young, kind of the classic rock that a lot of us grew up with. So that's my number 10. My number 9 album is Fool's Paradise by Toronto's Cold Specs. And much like Cold Specs' previous album, the name of which is escaping me at the moment. Oh, it's Neuroplasticity was the previous album. Fool's Paradise is very much, it's very calm, it's mellow. And I don't know if I can think of a more aptly named musical act in out there right now than Cold Specs, because I don't know why. I just find his music to be cold weather music. Like I listen to it and I think like it's cold outside, but I'm warm inside and I'm cozy. It's kind of like the musical equivalent of that feeling.
It's wrapping you in a warm blanket. That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I wanted to be clear there, because I don't like this is cold music. It makes me feel chilly inside. No, it's comforting.
It's relaxing. It's
comforting. Yeah. And so we're going to hear tracks from both of those albums. And yeah, Brian, I guess it's your turn.
Yeah, for sure. So my number 10 is John McKeel's album Memorial 10 Count, an album that I played on the regular version of the Mixtape a lot in early 2017. It came out in March on You've Changed Records. It's the new album by John McKeel. He moved to Sackville, New Brunswick from Nova Scotia within the last couple of years and is certainly making his presence felt in this region. Really, really love this album. We're going to be hearing a track from that one called High Five, Living a Lie. This is definitely an album where I had a hard time picking a track because I really enjoy a lot of them. And then after that, at number 9, we're going to hear from Fortet. This is an album that came out in September, and this is specifically one that I feel like might have been further up along my list if I had enough, a bit more time to kind of gestate with it. It came out in late September, and it's pretty long as well compared to some of his previous releases. It's almost an hour long, but just a whole bunch of electronic stuff, kind of mashing up the styles of a lot of his previous albums, which, have had a bit more, there's kind of an album that's a bit more relaxing and ambient, and then they have other albums that are a bit more dance music, and this one seems to be a bit of a mix of both. And we're going to hear the lead single from that one, my favorite track as well, 2017. So you're tuned into the Mixtape. We're bringing you our favorite releases of 2017. You're about to hear from The War on Drugs, John McKeel, Cold Specs, and Fortet in this tunes, and we'll be right back. That was Fortet with 2017 Cold Specs from the album Fool's Paradise with Wild Card. John McKeel from the album Memorial 10 Count with High Five, Living a Lie, and The War on Drugs from the album A Deeper Understanding. You heard a track called Pain. This is The Mixtape. We're bringing you our favorite releases of the year 2017, recently concluded. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to continue on our way here with our numbers 8 and number 7, and I'm going to kick it off at number 8 with the third album from Berlin-based American electronic musician Laurel Halo, which came out on Hyperdub back in June of the past year. It's called Dust, a pretty cool record with lots of really interesting collaborations. In the last couple of years, I've been a real, I've had a real soft spot, I guess, for any electronic music that features a lot of vocal manipulations. And so that's certainly the case on the Fortet album before that, and this Laurel Halo record as well. It's my favorite release that she's put out, which has kind of been changing her style a little bit over time. And yeah, you should definitely check this one out if you're into some sort of experimental electronic music. But also there's some tracks that are a bit more along the lines of art pop and that sort of thing. So check that out. And at number 7, we're going to hear an EP called Misty from Halifax's Not You. This one, I was I don't know if I would say surprised, but it lived up to my expectations. This is a kind of a, you know, this term gets thrown around a lot, but a little bit of a maritime supergroup featuring some really great musicians from Halifax, who include folks that have been involved in some of my favorite Halifax bands in the past, including Dog Day, and definitely a really great, strong debut release. Looking forward to what they have coming out. And from that one, we'll hear a track called PT.
All right, so we're going to hear my number 8 and number 7. My number 8 album of 2017 was As You Were by Liam Gallagher. I really have a soft spot in my heart for the Gallagher brothers, even though like they hate each other.
They probably hate you.
They probably hate me. If they were to listen to me, they probably
sure they hate everyone.
I think they hate most things. One of my favorite videos that like YouTube videos that came out this year was of Liam Gallagher making a cup of tea and complaining about it. How like back in Oasis's heyday, he had someone else to make his tea for him, and he's just so bitter that he has to make his own tea.
Oh my God.
It's hilarious. Like he's just, I don't know. I find he's kind of like that. I don't want to say like arrogant, like in a bad way, but he's what like, I think like the way too big op rock star should behave kind of. And I don't know why. I just, I like knowing that he's out there doing his thing. His being brother crotchety as well, but apparently, yeah. And apparently they made up this year, but
there's no way it's going to last.
There's no way it's going to last. They
that was before Christmas.
It was before Christmas, and then Christmas happened since then. So
stabbed by the
someone
Christmas
got
tree
punched
star
in the face at some point. And one of my biggest regrets in life is when I was in London, I had the opportunity to see Oasis at the O2, and I did not take advantage, and I regret it still to this day because there's no way they're getting back together. and I really liked As You Were for like a solo outing because it's just that same sound that I've loved since I was a kid. So we're going to be hearing the first track on that album, Wall of Glass. And second after that, my number 7 pick is from Always and their album Anti-Socialites. I'll be playing a track called Dreams Tonight. If you're not familiar with Always, where have you been? They are a Canadian rock band. They're kind of, they're based in Toronto, but and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but my knowledge is that they're started out Cape Breton or in Nova Scotia in some capacity. But it's very much like that garage rock sound that I find is not as prevalent in popular music as much anymore. I find music, especially of the popular variety, is getting quieter. I don't know about you, but I definitely find it quiet, and I don't like that. I think like music should be loud, and this is definitely loud, like playing on your radio loud music. And this album has gotten some good accolades. Exclaim magazine had it as their number 1 pop and rock album of 2017. And a website that I'm a big fan of, The Ringer, had it as their number 3 favorite album of 2017. So I'll be playing a track, like I said, called Dreams Tonight from that.
Yeah, I think the band was formed in Toronto, but definitely, of course, the lead lead of the band is Molly Rankin from the Rankin family, the famous Rankin family from Nova Scotia. So yeah.
To be fair, there's some roots there for sure. She wasn't in the Rankin family, but she's in a Rankin offspring.
She is involved. She might have performed with them in some sense. I don't know all the
history.
Isn't
she too, like, she'd be too young to be in the Rankin family.
The Rankin family's still going, aren't they? I don't know.
Yeah, but she, like, when they're in their heyday, she would have been like 4.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I saw them at Harbor Station when I was a kid. Good show.
All right. Well, we're not going to hear some Celtic music today. We're going to hear
maybe
some indie pop and much more. We're going to hear from Laura Halo, Liam Gallagher, Not You, and Always in this next set of four here as we bring you our favorite albums of 2017 on The Mixtape.
Oh my God. Oh,
Tuned into the mixtape, bringing you our favorite albums and releases of 2017. That was Always Not You, Liam Gallagher and Laura Halo from our number 8 and number 7 picks. We're going to bring you our 6th favorite releases of 2017 next, and Tom's going to kick it off.
All right, so I'm going to be playing my number 6 favorite album, which was Pure Comedy by Father John Misty. And I'm going to be playing the lead single from that album, Total Entertainment Forever. This single had a really bizarre music video attached to it, starring Macaulay Culkin, of all people, where he was dressed up as Kurt Cobain doing various things. I wish I could tell you I understood what the video was about. It's completely over my head. But it's a great song. I really enjoyed this album. I think Father John Misty has such a unique voice, not just in his like singing voice, but his lyrics as well. And I generally like most things he does. So yeah, that's my number 6 pick. My number 5 pick is
The Next Hour.
The Next Hour.
Yeah.
Right. So you have that to look forward to. And, thanks for the assist there, Brian.
No worries. We're going to move on from there to an artist called YG, Y-A-E-J-I. It is Kathy YG Lee, who is a Korean-American electronic musician based in Brooklyn, and her style kind of blends elements of house music and hip hop with the lots of interesting, mellow, quiet vocals that are sung in both English and Korean. And I'm going to break the rules here. That we don't really have established rules.
There's rules, Brian.
But if there are rules, I feel like I'm breaking them, which is I'm putting 2 EPs together on the same list. I saw lots of publications do this, and so I was like, I'm allowed to as well then.
I don't know. She should have run this by me before we started recording.
She released 2 EPs in 2017. One was called YG. The other one was called EP2. I've seen the other one called EP1, so I don't know. But basically, it's essentially what amounts to an album's worth of music released in the last year. Pretty cool release. I feel like this is one that there's a whole bunch of these songs that are really sticking with me, and I only just basically started listening to these in the last month or so as they kept popping up on a lot of electronic publications that I enjoy. And I feel like it's either an EP that I'm either going to enjoy it more over time or the appeal will wear off. I'm not really sure. I just definitely feel like it's one of those ones that if we had more time with our lists, it might float all around. But right now, I'm really, really enjoying it. We're going to hear a track called Rain Girl, and that's going to conclude the first hour of our show. We brought you our numbers 10 through 6, but don't go anywhere, because coming up next, it is our top 5 releases of 2017. If you want to do a little bit of recap, we heard from The War on Drugs, John McKeel, Cold Specs, Fortet, Laurel Halo, Liam Gallagher, Not You, and Always. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Father John Misty from his album Pure Comedy with Total Entertainment Forever, and YG from EPs released in 2017. You're going to hear a track called Rain Girl. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Mixtape with myself, Brian Cleveland, and Tom O'Connell. Here is Total Entertainment Forever.
Taylor Swift, every night inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the fish's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life for me out in the mirror.
lugged into our hubs, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face as the stories replay. This must have been a wonderful place.
Rain make it, rain girl make it. What if it's just me? Yeah, as real as it can be. Mother Russia in my cup, and my glass is fogging up. Oh yeah, hey dog, hey, what's up?
Oh yeah, hey dog, hey, what's up?
When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 What if it's just me? Yeah, as real as it can be. Mother Russia in my cup, and my glass is fogging up. Oh yeah, hey dog, hey, what's up?
Oh yeah, hey dog, hey, what's up?
When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 Make it rain, girl, make it.
Nobody can really find me. Oh, when I am so free, defines me.